Department of Public Service Management, Administration, Devolution, ICT, Protocol, Customer Care and Public Communication. Citizen Service Charter. Preface by CECM Mr. Abdullahanti. This charter is our resolve to continually improve our services and meet customer expectations. It spells out our commitment to serving you with clear standards so as to ensure quality, efficient and effective delivery of service. It also defines avenues for redress by citizens in case of dissatisfaction. I call upon staff to ensure that we deliver what we promise in the manner in which we have promised. I also urge our customers to give us feedback on the efforts we make on service delivery. This will enable us serve you better by constantly improving on service delivery. I believe this service charter will enhance mutual understanding with our customers and stakeholder that include County Public Service. Forward by Chief Officer Alim Lua. This service charter represents our commitment to deliver high-quality services to our customers at all times. The charter defines who we are, our mandate, functions, and the services we deliver. It also sets out the standards of service that should be expected when dealing with the Department of Public Service, Administration, and ICT, and its staff. The Department of Public Service, Administration, and ICT faces various challenges which it continues to systematically address within the context of its mandate. In this regard, the charter provides what staff will be expected to adhere to while meeting clients' expectations. The department is deeply indebted to all those who have in one way or the other given input, feedback, and all forms of comments that have enriched this document that will ensure efficient service delivery. I wish to assure both internal and external customers that this service charter will be implemented and reviewed periodically. We welcome your feedback and suggestions to enable us deliver quality service. I trust that the charter will enhance professionalism and efficient service delivery. Citizen Service Charter. This Citizen Service Charter is intended to regulate the relationship between citizens/customers and Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT. This will enhance productivity and fast-track service delivery consistent with service standards that respond to the needs and aspirations of citizens. It sets out the commitments, roles, and responsibilities of the department on one hand and obligations of citizens/customers on the other hand. The charter recognizes that customers are at the center of service delivery while the department renders services commensurate with commitments and undertakings as outlined by the law. In this charter, you will get information on vision, mission, and core values of the department. Functions of Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT. Services offered by the Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT. Objectives of Citizen Service Charter. Purpose of the Charter. Customer obligations. Citizens' rights. Openness and information. Standards associated with such services based on customers' expectation. Mechanism for addressing customers' complaints and grievance. Accessibility of accountable officials. Vision. A vibrant, productive, and responsive department delivering quality services. Mission. To provide and coordinate public service functions for effective and efficient service delivery. Our values. Integrity, equity, professionalism, respect, teamwork, and innovation. Functions of Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT. 1. Coordination of county function. 2. Tracking of implementation of policies/acts. 3. Coordination of county civil service. 4. Ensuring smooth service delivery in the county. 5. Ensuring citizens are well informed of the Constitution. 6. Ensure transparency in the administration. Services offered by the Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT. In providing our services, we value 1. Meeting the needs of public service staff and the public. 2. The diversity and individuality of every person. 3. The professionalism of our staff. 4. Effective communication, including your feedback on our services. 5. Being accessible, courteous, fair, and impartial. Objectives of the Charter. Citizen Service Charter is a communication tool that helps to manage expectations, clarify responsibilities, and provide an objective basis for assessing the level of service delivery. The objectives of the charter include 1. To create awareness on the functions, vision, mission, and core values of Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT. 2. To provide information on standards of service established and expectations of customers. Department's commitment to customers on service delivery. Rights and obligations of customers. Avenues for redress where service levels fall short of standards. 3. Enhance productivity. 4. Strengthen processes and initiatives that prevent malpractices. 5. Enable the department serve citizens of Tana River as customers and meet their demands equitably and fairly. 6. Ensure timely response to customer needs. Purpose of the Charter. 1. To continually improve the quality of public guiding principles of service delivery. We commit ourselves through this charter to the following principles. 1. Set clear and explicit standards of service delivery that meet customers' expectations. 2. Provide our customers with adequate information on services offered by the department. 3. Communicate clearly and effectively with customers. 4. Handle customers with dignity, courtesy, and respect. 5. Keep track of our performance through an effective monitoring and evaluation system. 6. Always take corrective action on deficiencies that may occur. 7. Place the common good of the department, customers, employees, and their families above self-interest. 8. Utilize resources prudently to attain best value for citizens and taxpayers. 9. All our staff shall be friendly, helpful, respectful, and sensitive to customers' needs. 10. Treat customer concerns with confidentiality and the urgency they deserve. 11. Remain professional and law-abiding when handling customers. Customer rights. Our customers have a right to 1. Inquire or complain when not satisfied with the level of service offered. Be treated with courtesy, dignity, and respect. 2. Refer any service-related issues to a higher office. 3. Be listened to. 4. Privacy and confidentiality. 5. Timely information on the nature of our services. 6. Quality services. 7. Offer suggestions that can enable the department provide better services. 8. Feedback on issues that affect you. 9. Efficient service without offering bribes. Customer obligations. The Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT expects its customers to treat our staff with respect and courtesy. 1. Provide accurate, timely, and sufficient information upon request. 2. Respond to requests for information in a timely manner. 3. Observe office rules and regulations. 4. Provide feedback on services provided. 5. Suggest ways of improving our services. Commitment to our customers. 1. Our staff will serve customers efficiently, diligently, and with professionalism. 2. Customers will be treated with courtesy and consideration, and our staff will be helpful to see that your concerns are attended to promptly. 3. Our staff will exercise utmost integrity and confidentiality in providing services. 4. Our staff will provide services as stipulated by the law. 5. Our staff will attend all telephone calls within the first 3 rings. 6. Our staff will attend to customers within 10 minutes of their visit to our offices. 7. All correspondences will be responded to within 5 days from the date of receipt. 8. Our staff shall be friendly, helpful, respectful, and sensitive to customers' needs. 9. Our staff are identifiable by badges and name tags. 10. Maintain a register of complaints and commendations. 11. Maintain a website to engage the public on departmental service delivery issues. 12. Provide a suggestion box to solicit feedback from the public. 13. All services are free. 14. In case a customer faces difficulties in accessing services, please ask to see the head of the relevant section or unit. Expectations. As a customer, you should expect 1. Prompt, courteous service. 2. Helpful, well-trained staff who will treat you with respect. 3. Well-maintained, clean, customer-friendly, safe office environment. 4. Convenient hours of opening. 5. Prompt responses to your inquiries, comments, or complaints. 6. Efficient and reliable services. 7. Competent, respectful, and reliable employees. 8. Fair and just treatment by staff. 9. Regular and updated information on our services. 10. Competitive tendering system and fairness in award of tenders. 12. A free corruption zone. 12. Informative website. 13. Confidentiality in handling customer information. 14. Involvement of stakeholders on fundamental decisions affecting service delivery. Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT expects customers to 1. Familiarize yourself with functions of the department. 2. Undergo security checks when visiting our offices. 3. Display visitor's badge when in the building and surrender it at the reception desk when leaving. 4. Provide any form of identification when requested to do so by our staff. 5. Uphold and promote public service ethics and integrity. 6. Treat staff with respect and courtesy. 7. Seek information on our services through print and electronic media. 8. Provide timely, truthful, and sufficient information to facilitate service delivery. 9. Provide feedback and comments on services provided. 10. Get efficient services without offering bribes. 11. Offer suggestions that can enable the department to provide better services. 12. Make inquiries or complaints when not satisfied with the level of service/s offered. 13. Attend forums organized by the department. 14. Keep contact with our offices either by phone, email, or through visits. 15. Submit all complaints in writing and provide all your particulars. Handling complaints. 1. Complaints from a dissatisfied customer will be addressed promptly at the point of service. 2. Our customers are encouraged to forward complaints, suggestions, and compliments through personal visits, letters, telephone, email, or social media to the chief officer. 3. Complaints on poor service delivery, unethical conduct, and general breach of norms of integrity should be reported immediately to the chief officer for necessary remedial/disciplinary action. 4. All complaints from internal customers should be reported immediately to the chief officer for the necessary action. 5. Complaints regarding tenders should be addressed to the County Public Complaints Committee within 14 days after contract notification. 6. The department does not condone impropriety. 7. Suggestion boxes are placed at appropriate sites for feedback. 8. We guarantee confidentiality and privacy in respect of complainant's identity and substance of complaint to safeguard the rights of customers. However, we encourage complainants to identify themselves given the practical difficulties of handling anonymous grievances. 9. The department shall address complaints within 14 days. How to lodge a complaint or make a compliment or a suggestions. We encourage customers to help us improve our services by 1. Offering suggestions on what we might do differently. 2. Complimenting us on the service we do well. 3. Sending a complaint and telling us what we can do better. When you lodge a complaint, 1. Tell us about your concerns as soon as possible. 2. Try to resolve the issue before lodging a complaint by contacting the staff member you initially dealt with. 3. Clearly state your complaint and provide all relevant information. 4. Treat our staff with respect and courtesy. When we receive your complaint, we will 1. Acknowledge that we have received your complaint. 2. Examine your complaint impartially. 3. Keep your concerns confidential and discuss them only with the people who need to be involved. 4. Inform you and the relevant staff of what we found. 5. Tell you about any action we have taken. 6. Use your complaint to help improve our services. Monitoring of the charter. The department shall monitor adherence to commitments made in this charter. Monitoring reports will be submitted to the chief officer at the end of every quarter. Review of the charter. The department, in consultation with its customers and other relevant stakeholders, will review this charter as deemed necessary to keep abreast with any new changes to ensure continuous improvement in service delivery. Opening hours. 1. Office opening hours and contact details is clearly displayed in the office buildings, on our website, and within appropriate literature. 2. Our official working hours are from 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. on weekdays, with a 1-hour break between 1 o'clock p.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Official language. We shall communicate to our customers in English or Kiswahili where possible. Correspondences received will be answered in the language in which it has been communicated. Office location. Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT. Trade House, County Council Road, Ola, Tana River. Feedback. Feedback can be submitted through telephone, letters, email, social media, or suggestion boxes available at our offices. All feedback shall be acknowledged and addressed within 7 days. However, complaints of technical nature will be responded to within 30 working days. Inquires, complaints, compliments, and suggestions relating to our services should be submitted to Chief Officer, Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT, County Council Road, P.O. Box 29-70101, Ola. Email address, @tanariver.go.co. The Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT staff is committed to provide high-quality services to all our clients with dignity, professionalism, and within the shortest time possible. Customer care services. Service number 1. Attendance and customer care desk /inquiries. Requirements, fill in visitors form /register and cooperation from visitors /clients. Charges, free. Service timeline is 5 minutes. Service number 2. Attending to visitors with or without appointment. Requirements, you should be courteous, specific, and orderly in your requests. Charges, free. Service timeline is within 10 minutes. Service number 3. Responding to inquiries. Requirements, you must be specific on what is required. Charges, free. Service timeline is 5 minutes. Service number 4. Responding to general email inquiries sent to the department. Requirements, please send a general inquiry email to info@tanariver.go.ke. Charges, free. Service timeline is within 1 day. Service number 5. Responding to correspondences. Requirements, 1. You must clearly state subject. 2. You should provide brief history of the issue. Charges, free. Service timeline is within 5 days upon receipt. Service number 6. Respond to telephone calls. Requirements, 1. You should make clear specific inquiries. 2. You should call using the right telephone numbers. Charges, free. Service timeline is within the third ring of the phone. Service number 7. COVID-19 measures. Public service management. Requirements, wear masks, service wash hands, 1. And keep social distance. Recruitment of staff. Charges, free. Requirements, 1. Dot service indent from the user department. Continuous. 2. DHRAC/CHRAC recommendations. 3. CPSB approval. Charges, free. Service timeline is continuous. Service number 2. Staff training. Requirements, complete appropriate forms. Charges, free. Service timeline is continuous. Service number 3. Staff promotion. Requirements, 1. Appraisal form. 2. Recommendation from supervisor. 3. Copies of academic and professional certificates. 4. Pay slips for the last 2 months. 5. Recommendations by DHRAC and CHRAC. 6. Approvals by CPSB. Charges, free. Service timeline is 30 days. Service number 4. Confirmation of staff. Requirements: 1. Reports from supervisor. 2. Recommendations by DHRAC and CHRAC. 3. Approvals by CPSB. Charges: free. Service timeline is 14 days. Service number 5. Deployment of staff. Requirements: 1. Request from departments. 2. Approvals from CS. Charges: free. Service timeline is 5 days. Service number 6. Redesignation. Requirements: 1. Relevant academic certificates. 2. Recommendation by supervisor, DHRAC, and CERMAC. 3. Approval by CPSB. Charges: free. Service timeline is 30 days. Service number 7. Transfer of staff. Requirements: 1. Request from department/individual. 2. Approval by CPSB for intercounty transfers. 3. Approval by CS for interdepartmental transfer. Charges: free. Service timeline is 30 days. Service number 8. Staff compensations and benefits. Requirements: 1. Retirement notice. 2. Initial appointments letter. 3. Clearance form/letter. Charges: free. Service timeline is 1 month. Service number 9. Medical Insurance Administration. Requirements: 1. Filled medical insurance form. 2. Identity cards. 3. Birth for next of kins. 4. Marriage certificate. Charges: free. Service timeline is continuous. Service number 10. Leave administration, annual leave. Requirements: 1. Complete leave request. 2. Approval by the supervisor. 3. Recommendation by DHRAC and CHRAC. 4. Approval by respective CCO and DHRMND. Charges: free. Service timeline is 7 days. Service number 11. Maternity/paternity leave. Requirements: 1. Completed leave form. 2. Birth certificate or notification. Charges: free. Service timeline is 7 days. Service number 12. Study leave. Requirements: 1. Complete study leave request form. 2. Properly filled and executed bonding form. 3. Recommendation by DHRAC and CHRAC. 4. Approval by CPSB. Charges: free. Service timeline is 30 days. Service number 13. Posting after study leave or disciplinary case. Requirements: present relevant documentation. Charges: free. Service timeline is posting within 14 days. We are committed to courtesy and excellence in service delivery. Any service that does not conform to the above standards or an officer who does not live up to the commitment to courtesy and excellence in service delivery should be reported to the chief officer or any senior staff in the department. For feedback, suggestions, and concerns on our services, please contact Chief Officer, Department of Public Service Management, Administration, and ICT Tradehouse, County Council Road, P.O. Box 29-70101, Ola, Tana River County. Email: info@tanariver.go.ke.